Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Five, four, three, two, one. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Dudes Behind the Foods podcast. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
And I'm David So.
Man, someone left in the comments, they're like, why don't you call this show Taste Buds? And I was like, oh, genius. My God. And I felt so, I was literally about to write the people at Studio 71 and be like, what if we just change the title of the show? But luckily, I Googled it and there's already a podcast called Taste Buds. So I was like, oh, okay.
That's probably one of the smartest names for this show ever.
So good. Two homies talking about food. Taste Buds.
Taste Buds.
Wow.
And we would have taken that idea and not given you any credit whatsoever.
Yeah, not at all. Except for maybe this little shout out right here.
Thank you for the idea. It was all ours.
Ah, so good. Speaking of us shooting JIT together, you know, we've been doing this show When Foodie Calls that goes on my channel. And we shot an amazing episode yesterday.
Oh, the magic of Disney.
Ugh. Oh,
the food was crazy.
Bruh. So Disneyland every year during the holidays, they do their holiday food festival. And the selection, poppin'. I've never actually, you know, partaken in the holiday food festival options before up until this trip. And everybody was like, you gotta get the braised pork belly adobo over the garlic fried rice. And it's literally the first thing I saw when we walked in. I was like, we got to get this shit.
In a corner, hidden.
Yes. And oh, y'all will see when we take these first bites. You know, it's usually pretty obvious how we feel about something on our face. If we don't like it, it's kind of like a, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, look.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
But when we like it, it's like, oh, you see us fucking cum in our little pants.
Yes.
It's crazy.
The stain just appears slowly through my gray sweatpants. I think David likes it.
Yeah, man. And we like this shit.
There's a lot of, so, I mean, we're going to compare this to the Knott's Berry Farm episode.
Yes.
There's certain places that describe their food very well. And, you know, for theme parks, it's not a restaurant-based theme park, right?
Yeah.
It's not like it's a food festival. So, honestly, the way they describe their food is probably not going to taste as good as what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland, however, during this food thing that went on, the holiday food stuff, hey, fire.
Yes.
Fire.
Damn, I would say 90% of everything we ate was just bomb.
Just in that one spot that we went alone, it had the pork belly adobo, and then it had this sausage shrimp and grits thing with the gravy.
So good.
The grits were really fucking good.
The grits were so just like nice, soft, and buttery and creamy.
I was shocked at how good it is, man. Let me tell you something. Disneyland, I love you.
Oh, wow, guys. Now, y'all know, you know, the first time I took David to Disneyland for When Foodie Calls, it was like, let's see if we can convert him. By the end of that one, he was like, you know what? I'm I maybe see the magic. By the end of this one, y'all will see the magic is in this. It's glimmering in his eyes.
You know why, though? It's because we had such a shitty experience at Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh. All right.
Listen, if Knott's Berry told me, like, hey, I want you guys to come here and eat our food again, I would tell them to suck my dick. I refuse.
I was so mad because, first of all, look, I'm a SoCal boy, right? I grew up going to Knott's for, like, high school field trips and going with the homies, and I usually have a great time at Knott's. And when we filmed that episode of Sin Foods at Knott's Berry Farm for their Boysenberry Festival.
Oh, it was good.
Everything was really good.
Boysenberry cheesecake.
Oh, bomb.
Boysenberry meatballs.
Boysenberry sausage. Oh, so everything good. Was great, but something about their holiday festival,
Step your fucking game up.
Let me tell you the difference between going to Knott's, because we shot the Knott's episode first, and then we did the Disney episode, the Disney holiday episode. The difference of Knott's was, okay, let me tell you, Disney, we seen the food, we get in line, streamlined orders, probably in line for like a minute for each item. As soon as we get the food, boom, it's ready to go. We got it right there. Maybe it'll take a couple minutes before we got our shit,
Their
right?
system was so good.
Yes.
It was literally, you order the food on the side, and they have it prepped and ready, and you just pick it up. It took maybe 2 minutes, a minute maybe, and you got the food.
But not. We were in line for...
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs for as long as we would have been in line to get a Kelly Clarkson autograph. What the fuck? So, hours... Hours, dude.
Before or after American Idol?
During American Idol. So it's like we waited like 2 hours for a hot dog, and it was like, bro, what the fuck? And it wasn't even. I was like, this shit better be bomb. And we got there. First of all, we got to the front, and we're like, why the fuck is this taking so long? They had the hot dogs on the grill, ready to go.
Let me tell you, these hot dogs weren't even on a grill. They were just steamed in water. And then the buns weren't even toasted. And then it was just like, there was like an elote hot dog, which is a very good idea.
And it wasn't bad. It
wasn't bad. I saw them assemble it. It was just bun, hot dog, and put the thing, and they put it out. I was like, what the fuck?
Man, we had all the energy just sucked out of us that episode because it was just, man, we went on one ride. We barely ate. Never have we filmed a whole day of food episode and still were like, I'm hungry.
And the food wasn't good.
It wasn't.
The description was really good, though. Like, the way they described it, I was like, oh, this is going to be... I even said it in the beginning of the video. Like, I think this is going to be better than all the theme park's foods.
You sure did.
And let me tell you something. I ate shit all day.
The Reuben pizza was okay. The poutine should have been a little warmer. Yeah, man. I mean, the funnel cake at the end of the day was good.
Yeah, but you can't fuck up funnel cake.
Yeah, it was just, man, it was a disappointing day. We were definitely, like, you know, defeated after that day.
I don't understand. Here's the thing about, if you guys don't know, this is what I just figured out. Disney employees, either they're told to always be fucking happy or they really enjoy their job. Their customer service is always amazing.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think they do know that they have a reputation to uphold as being at the happiest place on earth because, oh, here's what someone told me. So the Fine Bros used to work at Disneyland, right? Mm-hmm. And before the Tower of Terror was turned into the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, it was the Tower of Terror, okay?
Yes.
And
yes,
so
son of a bitch.
All of the employees, which David loves this ride, by the way.
I hate it.
All the employees at Disneyland, I guess they kind of like move around depending on what, like, they get to work at different rides. People would get on a waiting list to work at the Tower of Terror ride because it was the only ride in the whole park where you did not have to be happy. So you could be looking depressed there because that was the vibe of, it's like, it's supposed to be like scary.
So they could just be themselves.
Yeah, so they could just be like, and it was like, oh, you are on brand.
Oh, they're like, oh, such good actors.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, no. I'm suicidal.
So, but now that they've changed it up. Oh, yeah. But also you said the Star Wars people are in character when you go to Star Wars.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's like that anymore, but when we went there when it first opened up.
Yeah.
And every person there that was an employee, whether they were selling you drinks or whatever, they were in character. Like they would be like a rude merchant.
Mm.
So I asked for, there was the Coca-Cola stand, and I didn't know what it was, but it was like shaped in a grenade.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, is that Coke? And they're like, what do you think it is? I was like, and the first thing, my initial reaction was getting pissed. And I was like, wait, he's acting. And then I was like, this is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Because he was explaining to me, not that it was a Coke, but it was like a plasma grenade or whatever.
Hilarious.
I was like, oh, they're all in character. Mm. This is really fucking good.
So funny, last night when the pass only worked for three of you guys, so you went on the ride without me, and I was mm-hmm. like, I'm just going to chill. I was just walking around Star Wars land, and I saw like a group of people looking up, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I look up, and on a bridge, there were two stormtroopers just like standing, like on guard, like kind of pacing around, and people are watching, taking pictures, and one of the stormtroopers, he leans over, and he's like, what are you doing? Get out of here. He was just like, what? It was just like telling people to go away.
That's tight. He gets to be himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, we saw. Now, for Disneyland being the happiest place on earth, it doesn't mean that there's always happy people there. Mm. We didn't get this on camera.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Dude, I never. You know, you always hear stories about like either like toxic relationships or how like men would talk to certain women.
Yeah.
And because I've never been that man, I never grew up in a household like that.
Yeah.
And I haven't really seen it like face to face like that. It's still like hearsay and a myth to me, right? I know it exists, but I haven't seen it.
Right.
I saw it for the first time at Disneyland. That yeah. guy was a fucking asshole to his lady.
This guy was such a dick to his lady. We're in line for Incredicoaster. I make David so ride in a roller coaster.
The worst experience of my life.
Hilarious, guys. You're going to love it. So we're in line for that shit. And this guy, I guess he had his girl went to go. They were both drunk, right? And I guess his girl went to go see how long the wait was or something.
He told her to.
Yeah. So instead of just like looking at the sign that says like an hour, she went and counted everybody in line. And she comes back and she's like, there's like 55 people in line. And he's like, okay, what does that tell me? What does that mean? What the fuck does that mean to me? 55 people? What are you telling me this for?
He said, do I work here? How am I supposed to know? Do I fucking work here?
Dude.
I was like, excuse me, dude?
And then like, she's like, well, I'm just trying to figure it out. And he's like, well, okay, that helps me. That doesn't help me at all. And I'm like, me and David are like, bruh. Dude,
he was abusive. That was some abusive shit.
And he was shorter than me. Maybe that's
like a neck tattoo.
Yeah, maybe that's why. So I've never, you know, I don't think I've ever had like little man complex, but I think that was it.
Him kind of like asserting his dominance on her.
Yeah,
she was taller than him.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird thing was, it's like you asked her for a favor.
Yeah, bro.
She did you the favor and gave you the answer that you asked for, and you still yelled at her.
Mm-hmm.
What? And even if she didn't, you don't yell at her. Like, what the fuck? He was talking to her as if she was like some misbehaving child. Like, that's your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, guy?
And like, and he's like, okay, this doesn't help. But like, what information did you want from her?
I know, what was she supposed to do? And all of a sudden, he looks. He goes, see that sign? It says 60 minutes. Yeah, you dumbass. So why don't you just look the fuck up and look at the sign?
And stupid ass was in the wrong line anyways.
No, he looks over, he goes, this is the lightning pass line. Oh, and he just walks out. I was like, you're in the wrong line too, and you yelled at her for no reason.
It's a lot of weird, you know. Look, you know, whenever you go to a crowded theme park or event, there's always some weirdies. So normally when people get on camera while we're filming, I play the role of, hey, this is cool. Haha, this is funny. And then David plays the, you know, you fucking
get
douche.
The hell out of
yeah,
here.
Get the hell out of here, right? But yesterday we were walking towards the Cars ride, and this one dude came out of nowhere, like got really close to me, mask off, by the way. And I was mad because I was literally about to make a joke. And I was gearing up to say my joke about, you know, us being Asian and cars or something like that. He got in my face and he's like, yo, Timothy, can I get a picture? I'm like, bruh, we're filming.
Yeah.
And I just had to look at him like, what's wrong with you?
There was no pause or break. He was literally in the middle of a sentence. He puts his hand on his chest and talks, I shit you not, as close as I am to this mic to his
face.
That's
how it felt.
And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, even if it wasn't COVID, You don't do that to human beings.
Yeah, man. Personal space,
like,
dude.
You just come up to your, even your, like, my close friends, I don't do that to.
Right.
Like, so what are you doing here, guy?
And then, so you don't know this because you were talking to the camera, and I'm like, all right, man, let's take a picture. He's going to talk shit about you, but we can take a picture. And he's just kind of like, all right.
I said stuff. I said, you know what? I'm going to go home, and I'm going to have some consensual sex with his mom.
Stupid idiot. Because at least that's consensual instead of you breathing in my face, guy.
That people are definitely a lot more touchy-feely with you.
Yeah.
I get touchy-feely, too, but there has to be an initial hi first. Like, I was like, oh, hi, how are you? I'm like, cool. Now we can interact. Yeah. Which is, I think it's just normal shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's also my duty, if you are a fan, for me to be like, hey, let me teach you guys how to be a human being. Not just to me as a person, just anybody in general.
Yeah.
You should have come up and grabbed them. You know?
That's just, I can't believe that's not common sense.
Yeah. I feel like because of like COVID too, yeah. I think people just got a little more socially awkward because it seems a little more frequent recently.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You ever notice that? Like,
they're just so ready to be out and about. They forgot what life was like before, you know? So it's like they forgot about boundaries and personal space.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't appreciate. I mean, it's fine too, though. It's okay. I get it. You know what? It's all love.
If you're an attractive woman, yes, get in our face, touch us however you want. But if you're a guy
and you stink,
stay away from me, buddy.
If you have a nice, fresh pair of tatas, please come into me and then, please. Did I ever tell you this? So back at home, has nothing to do with this, but has something to do with the accent.
Yeah.
Next to my parents' store is a liquor store called Punjab's.
Right? Oh, yeah. I think you
so
said
it's not Punjab's, right? Yeah. And the funny thing was, like, so I went back home and I went there recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back into the store. They still remember me as a kid. I've been going to that store since I was a little, like, before I could walk up and just buy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they still remember me. And then he came up to me. He goes, do you remember all the, I don't think he's Punjabi, but he speaks, I think it's Hindi.
Okay.
He's like, do you remember all the words I taught you when you were a kid? I was like, you taught me words? Mm. He goes, yeah, I taught you words. I was like what? And then I fucking remembered. He goes, he taught me this word. I might be fucking up the actual definition of what it means.
Okay.
But correct me if I'm wrong. This is Hindi, I believe. But okay. He would teach me words like, there's a word called like saleh. Saleh means bastard or like son of a bitch.
Okay.
So you would always hear like people like blah, blah, blah. Saleh. Saleh. And there was this other word, which I think it means gay boy.
Okay.
It's like gandu. So it's like gandu saleh.
Damn. That sounds cool though.
Yeah, but he would teach me all these like random, I think they're like curse words. I want somebody in the comments below, if you speak Hindi, tell me if that word means gay boy. Because I think gandu means gay boy.
Gandu.
Gandu. You'd be like, gandu sale.
Okay, well, guys, take a second to leave it in the comments and let us know. We're going to take a little break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description, and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app, and you'll be supporting our show, too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
Sale.
You know what's speaking of food, which is what we always do. This is a food podcast. One thing that you made me realize that I never realized up until you said it is that wet pee diapers smell like Top Ramen.
Yes. We were hanging out with Veda. I was like, oh, I smell ramen. She peed.
And I was like, what? What? And then
it smells like the chicken ramen, dude.
Yes, and then I got home and God damn it, every time I'm changing her diaper now, I'm like, ramen. David was right. It's and not like authentic ramen, but like the package.
Maruchan.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? This smells like ramen.
That's how I know when somebody's kids pee. The kids like pee in their diapers. I'm like, I smell ramen, guys. Your kids pee. They're like, really? And they come up and they smell the diaper. Like, oh, they did pee. It's like, how'd you know? It smells like ramen.
That's so weird because, like, it's 100% true. Here's something that, along the same token of that, when I was younger, and still to this day, sometimes popcorn or pee smells like popcorn to me. Like, sometimes, like, when I'm peeing or, like, if something is, like, I don't know, has a little pee on it, it's like, oh, this smells like buttered popcorn to me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about that one, though.
I don't know. Give it a whiff next time you have a really, like, pungent pee, huh?
Have you ever shit in your pants before?
I've shitted myself a couple times.
Like, well, a couple times.
It's happened a couple times.
Why a couple times? Maybe just once.
Look, it's happened a couple times in my life, all right?
Why?
Let's break it down, okay? We're talking about grown man shit, right?
I'm talking about grown man poopy.
Okay. One time, I want to say I was in high school, and...
Oh, no.
This was fucked up. I was, junior high, high school. And I used to take, like, golf lessons for a couple years. And we would have, like, after like, maybe a season of lessons, we would all play, like, nine holes. And I was one. And, you know, there's no bathrooms on the golf course. There's maybe, like, one every, like, five holes or something like that. So, I sharted. And it was like... Damn, I sharted myself on this golf course and there's nothing I can do. Like, the pro shop is mad far, there's no bathrooms around, so I just kind of had to, like, thug it out and play the rest of the game, even though I had sharted. And it was,
what the fuck? Were you just like, oh, they must have laid fresh manure on the field today?
It was just, luckily it didn't stink. I think we were like a couple holes away from being done. I was just so uncomfortable. It was all bad. But let me tell you about the worst one, though. Okay, so.
Why are you pooping your pants so much?
I am a very poopy boy. I poop a lot. And sometimes they get away from me. You know?
Oh, there it goes again.
So of course, if you are a regular listener of No Chaser Podcast, you've heard me tell this story, but I will tell again for Dudes Behind the Foods, all right? So, I was with my ex, and she used to work at some like office building, and during her lunch break, she would eat lunch in her car sometimes, and sometimes I would bring her lunch, okay? I would meet up with her at her workplace, and we would sit in her car, and we'd eat lunch. One day, I brought her some California Pizza Kitchen. I think it was a barbecue chicken pizza and some tortilla soup. Both really good items from California Pizza Kitchen, all right?
Very good.
So.
Sale.
I'm like, do you want any of this soup? And she was like, no, I'm just going to have the pizza. I'm like, cool. I fucking kill this soup. Eat the whole little bowl of it, right? And I'm like, all right, I'll be right back. I'm just going to go pee somewhere. And mind you, we're in the parking lot. And so I didn't want to walk into the building, her office building, just to pee. So I'm like, I'm just going to pee behind like a bush, right? So I go behind some bush in the parking lot. I'm fucking peeing. And I'm like, you know, sometimes you pee, you fart, right? So I pee. I'm like, oh, I feel a fart coming on. So I let the fart out. I'm like, and not going to lie, like into the fart, I'm like, man, this fart is hot as shit. I'm like, this is hot, a hot fart. And then I'm kind of like,
oh my God.
Wait. It was the tortilla soup went straight through me. I don't even think it was shit. I think it was all tortilla soup, literally just soup, went in my mouth, out my asshole. And without even me knowing, dog, I thought I was farting, literally. And then I was like, wait a second, this isn't right. So I'm like, holy shit, I just pooped myself in a parking lot. I'm like, what do I do? So I'm looking around. I'm like, no one's around. So for like a few seconds, I'm completely naked in the parking lot because I took my pants off. I took my underwear off. I used my underwear to wipe the shit off me, threw the underwear behind a bush, put my pants back on, walked to the car like it was nothing. I get in the car with her. And now we're sitting there and I'm debating. I'm like, do I tell her that I just like tortilla soup shit myself? And so we're sitting there. I'm like, you want to know something funny?
Oh my God.
I'm like, I just pooped myself. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, the fucking tortilla soup went right through me. She's like, oh my God.
Dude, do you know, does it happen to you often?
No.
That is crazy, dude.
I do shit a lot. Like, I do, like, I'm definitely, especially now after being home for 2 straight years because of COVID, right? You know, I've never had to hold my poop, right? Yeah. You know, like when you have like a 9-to-5 or when you're a server or whatever, like when you're working your server shifts and you got to poop, you're like, shit, I don't have time for this. And you hold it until your break, right?
Yeah.
And now that like living for 2 years where I didn't have to hold, like every time I felt the tiniest inkling of having to poo, you can just go poo. So now it's like holding poo is weird for me now. Like now I'm like, if I'm out and I feel like I got to poo, I'm like, oh, guys, hold on. I got to go poo somewhere.
You poo long or poo short? I'm a short pooper, dude. I blast this shit out like it doesn't belong in my body at all.
Really?
Like, I will go into the bathroom and I'll take a shit, and then Mary will be like, "Didn't you take a shit?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm done." Like, I blast it out of my body.
It comes out. You put effort into the blast.
I put a little effort, but essentially, it just comes out like it's a foreign object, like it doesn't belong in there.
Not me. Not that I struggle, because I don't. I sit there. I take my time. I read articles. I barely push. I let my body take hold of what it's supposed to do naturally. And I'm there for at least a short poop for me is like 10, 15 minutes. And then
my poops. The only reason why it would go past 30 seconds is if it's like diarrhea.
Really?
If my poop was a scream, it's, and it's out.
Oh, dude, if my poop was a scream, it's, oh,
it's a Buddhist monk just chanting.
Yeah. All righty then. I sit there, I fucking let it marinate. And because sometimes I feel like the first wave isn't the last one. So sometimes I'll sit there for the first wave. I'll give it a wipe in between, but I'll still sit there because I'll get a second wave of shit.
That's why you're so thin.
I think so. It has a big part to do with it.
You know what's so annoying about me? I'll eat this much food, and then my poop is literally this big.
You're lying.
It's like, where did it go?
Are you serious?
I it just absorbs into me. Like the amount of poop and the amount of food I eat does not equate. It just disappears into the ether.
Let me tell you, yesterday after everything we ate at Disneyland, massive poo this morning.
No poo.
Really?
I literally maybe pooped something this big.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like 5 pounds heavier. I'm like, why are you not leaving?
Here's how regular I am, okay? First of all, I poop every morning, regardless of what I ate. But if I was to eat, I used to never eat breakfast before class because poop in the morning, if I eat breakfast at fucking 8 a.m., by 9 a.m., I have to shit. And then so I would be at school like, oh my God, I have to shit. So like I would just skip breakfast because I didn't feel like shitting. You know what I'm saying?
Sale,
dude. That's
I really hope that's what it is.
I take very long poops. I poop so long, my legs damn near fall asleep every time.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I almost tweeted the other day, if you ever want to rob me, do it right after I poop because there's no way I'm running after you. It's impossible.
All right. I'll be here.
My legs are done.
Not me. If you rob me during my poop, I'll blast that shit out and crack the porcelain. It's done, dude. I'll shatter that shit in half. The only one time I almost shit myself.
Yeah.
I refuse to shit myself. I don't know what the fuck I ate, but it was when I was living in K-Town and I was leaving K-Town to go somewhere. Forgot where. This was a long time ago. But it was either Burger King or Carl's Jr. And that was the first place that I saw I had to go in. Literally poop is about to come out and I'm freaking the fuck out. And so I went to go run into the bathroom, but certain spots in K-Town are kind of hood.
Yeah.
So in order for you to go into the bathroom, you have to put
a token
in.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't get in. I ran up to the guy. I was like, listen, I don't have any money on me right now. I just need to shit. Like, can you let me in? He gives me a washer, like a little washer thing, you know, that you lock and with the rope on it.
Oh.
So you could put it in and pull it out.
Uh-huh.
But there was a little kid that was going to go before me.
Oh, no.
I ran up and I shit you fucking not. True story. I stiff-armed this kid. Wow. Chuck his ass. I go in. I shit everywhere. I mean, it was like a murder scene.
Wait, you talking about outside of the toilet too?
Outside of the toilet, because as I was pulling my pants down, the moment the fabric moved past my ass crack, it just said, I'm out. And like a skunk, it just went everywhere. And I was so disgusted of myself. I was like, oh, it's so gross in here. And I just couldn't stop shitting. Yeah. And I shat everything out to the point where like my face was red. I was sweating. And so I was in there for like 20 minutes just cleaning up my mess.
Oh, God.
Because I didn't want somebody to come in knowing that I left this murder scene.
Right.
So I cleaned up the whole thing. I even got like the soap dispenser stuff. I wrapped it up
in paper towels. Wow, you're nice.
Scrubbed it down. I went in. Came outside and the kid's dad was outside.
Okay.
And he was like, did you fucking push my kid? I was like, sir, I literally had explosive diarrhea and I was inside cleaning up my mess. Like, I think I shit blood. And then this one, cool as fuck, he goes, all right, man. So that means he knows what I went through.
Of course he does.
He's like, it's all good. The kid was like fucking crying and shit. Oh, he's like, God. Don't worry, man. Don't worry about it. It's okay. You didn't fucking take a shit. Don't trip.
Have you ever... It had like a hemorrhoid?
No, but my dad did. A hemorrhoid is like when a vein pops out of your butt.
Or a little something pops. Yeah, yeah. Like a little thing pokes out. From
it happens when you push too hard.
When you push too hard or you're pushing a lot, you know? And so I had never had a hemorrhoid before up until this past year. And
that's what you get for taking a 6-day shit.
I think that's what it is. And I had pooped and there was like a tiny bit of blood one day. But then like, I was like, oh, babe. I was like, there's blood. And then Chia, she like saw, she wanted to see, she like saw, like, and she freaked out. Honestly, it wasn't that much. It was like a little bit of blood. But she freaked out. She was like, you're going to the doctor ASAP, right?
They're going to stick their finger up your butt, swish around. And
well, here's the funny shit is like, so this is a new doctor for me. I'd only seen her like a couple times. Oh, not and comfortable. So I'm like, okay, I think, I don't know. I had a little bit of blood in my poo. She's like, okay, it could be a hemorrhoid. Let's check you out, right? Oh. So, and mind you, she's young and pretty too.
How uncomfortable.
Yeah. So, so what they do is they have you like get on your side, bottomless, of course, and you kind of like almost like get in like fetal position, hold your knees up, and then she goes, oh, you have a hemorrhoid, and I was like, oh, and I was like, for real? And she goes, yep, it's right there, and she touched it.
How bold.
And I was like, oh.
She said, oh.
She just like went, oh, right in there. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then that was it.
Oh, have you, I had, well, I'll tell you the story right after the break. So, when I first started kickboxing, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but you know, when you kickbox, you should probably just any kind of like explosive activity. You should also be weight training and conditioning as well, because they go hand in hand.
Mm.
Like tendon strength, you know, just how resilient your shit is also depends on how strong you are.
Right.
I didn't know. I was just kickboxing like crazy. I had a slight tear in my lower abdomen area from muscle strain. Mm. But I thought it was a hernia.
Mm.
And I had no idea that when they check for a hernia, for some reason, they do like the, you know, the scan thing that they do for Chia when she's pregnant, the gel stuff?
The ultrasound.
The ultrasound. So they do an ultrasound on your ball sack area.
Oh, you've had that too?
Yeah.
Continue.
So the lady who was doing it was an older lady, white haired, whatever.
Yeah.
But man, was she pretty. Right? And the whole time, she's like, well, I'm going to apply. This is going to be a little cold. She's super professional as fuck.
Yeah.
And then she starts, I'm like, wait, this is not my abdomen area. Like, what is she doing? She goes, it's going to be in your testicle area, so it's going to feel a little weird. And then she starts rubbing it. I'm like, please don't get hard. Like, don't do this.
Was your penis out?
Huh? No, your penis is not out, but you're kind of laying there, and then she goes under your robe. Because you actually has to go onto the balls.
Oh, interesting. Okay, this is a different experience than mine. Continue.
Yeah, so she had to go onto the ball area.
Yeah.
So that'd be so funny. Somebody's listening to this and they're like, that's actually not what's supposed to happen. And she was sexually harassing you.
So your balls weren't out, but she's under your robe applying this stuff.
Yeah, because I'm laying down and then she had to go on my ball area to check for the hernia or something like that.
Okay, I'll tell you how mine went after. Okay.
And so the whole time I'm like, just please don't get hard. I'm sitting there and then it moves. Of course it's going to.
Well, yeah.
First of all, that gel thing feels really fucking nice.
It really does, yeah.
It does. And you could see it. You could just feel it just flow with a little blood. And this lady, she just starts smiling.
Oh my God, that's even more hot.
And exactly. I'm like, please don't smile. Right, and then I'm just like, I started giggling. I'm like, I'm sorry, it just feels really good. She goes, I take it as a compliment.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go home and jack off to this. This is the best.
I am jacking off right now under the table. This is so hot. I had a similar story because one of my testicles was just hurting, and I wanted to make sure it wasn't like fucking testicular cancer or nothing like that, because it could be so many things, right? So same shit, I'm getting ultrasound on my balls, but the way they did me was I'm bottomless, and then I have a towel on my stomach and my penis is tucked into the towel.
Oh.
So only my balls are out. So it's like my legs and my balls are out and just my junk is tucked into a towel. And this girl was like younger.
Oh,
and then,
no, that's the worst.
I wasn't
the best.
Getting turned on, but like I'm like, okay, I'm just going to like close my eyes. I'm going to let her do this shit. I'm going to pretend like nothing's even happening, right? But she's trying to have regular conversation with me while she's rubbing this gel on my testicles. And she's like, so how was your weekend? I'm like, oh, it was cool. Had a little barbecue. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm trying not to get hard right now. You're making this difficult. Stop talking to me like we're friends, you know?
She starts doing her fucking sex operator voice.
Oh, my God.
How are you? How was your weekend?
I tell you, I did get all the way erect one time for just like a regular, like, so back at Cal State Long Beach, if you're a student there, you kind of have like free, you can go to like the medical shit for free, you know? So I would go just get checked for like STDs every once in a while, right? And then one time I was there and they're doing like a physical, and this was like an older, like same shit, gray hair. But this lady looked like a black auntie from a Tyler Perry movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was like heavier and gray hair and glasses. But for some reason, when she's checking my junk, she was like, she got kind of low. Like, I felt like she got low-key close to, like, her face was kind of close to the tip of my junk, right? And then, you know, I kind of curved to the right. So I feel like, for some reason, I got erect all in her face, like right by her face.
Oh my.
And then she goes, oop, sorry. And I'm like, it's cool.
And then all of a sudden, it's Tyler Perry. He pulls off the wig.
Oh my God. I should have known by that wig, Tyler.
And then he goes, Gardu.
Oh my God.
Sale Gardu.
Oh man. Those stories are the best.
Dude, that's so awkward. How do you recover from something like that?
Ugh. It's just, you know, our, just these our erections are so silly. You know what I'm
I
saying?
I bet you she's like, still got it, dude. Still,
mm-hmm. She's like, mm-hmm. It all I had matter. To do, I barely even touched it.
And then this motherfucker, Dick, said, U-turn.
She says, girl, guess what happened today? This little tiny Asian boy came into the office. I wasn't even looking cute.
And his dick got rock hard. That's so, I feel like you deal with these situations so much better than I do, because I feel like my insides implode. I'm like, oh my God, you're an idiot. Your dick just gets hard for no reason. I used to hate that shit when I was younger. When you were younger, where you would get the NRBs, the no reason boners?
Yes, I called them RBs, random boners.
Oh, mine's the no reason ones, because uh-huh. It would be those weird moments where it's like I would open a bag of Doritos and then my dick was hard. I'm like, the fuck?
Nowhere.
Why is my dick hard for Doritos? This makes no fucking sense.
It kind of makes sense.
Hey, did this ever happen to you in high school where you would take a nap and then you would wake up and then your dick was hard in school?
No.
Okay, me neither. So, guys, well, fucking, because you would get morning wood whenever you would sleep. And when you were younger, it would just get hard for no reason.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I remember one time where I took a nap in my chemistry class, knocked the fuck out, and then the bell rang. And it was time for us to leave, but then I woke up with a woody. And my fucking dick was hard. She was like, it's time to leave. And I'm like, just give me 5 minutes.
Just give me a second.
And I was like asking her questions about this. So she goes, well, you should have stayed awake. I saw you sleeping. I should have woke you up. I was like, yeah, I know. I wasn't paying attention. I didn't give a fuck. I just had to wait for my dick to die down.
Yeah.
And just barely enough, I put my backpack right over it and I walked out. But I hated that shit.
And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Make sure you get your Blue Chew pills. Use code dudes in the boots.
Use code no reason boner.
Random boners are so annoying, because I remember, in like PE, you know, we had these really like soft, flowy shorts. And
the worst.
This girl, Carla, she was doing some push-ups and she was just looking so cute. But then that's when you do the, you know, tuck it into your waistband situation, which I feel like most of us do.
I wish I would have done that. I just walked around pointing at people. You?
Well, that's the beauty of having the curve, is that if you just tuck it right, it just kind of automatically will flatten. You're not pointing at people. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like I'll point if it hits the jeans a certain way, but if I tuck it right, since it's curved, it'll just kind of like, you know, go to the side.
Dude,
you know?
Shout out to Michelle, the girl that farted so loud in PE. I loved her so much. I've never seen so many people laugh. Because So in the morning, we would always do, you know, warm-ups and stuff for PE. Well, part of the warm-ups is sit-ups, which if you have to fart, is one of the worst things that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And this sweet girl farted so loud in an empty ass gymnasium.
Damn.
And everybody started busting up loud. It was like one, two, three. And it reverberated through the whole fucking gymnasium.
Wow.
And the worst part about it was that so we had a coach, right? It was Coach Esslinger. He had his little mic piece on because he's telling everybody to do the sit-ups.
Yeah.
And you could hear this fool laughing his ass off. But he's trying to tell everybody to stop laughing, but he's crying laughing.
Oh, my God.
Because it was so loud. He's like, it's a natural part of your body. He had a southern accent. And it's not funny at all whatsoever.
That's the best.
I felt so bad for her.
PE, I got some of my best memories in PE. There was this teacher named this teacher named Miss Broken Bow, okay?
Oh my God.
Miss Broken Bow was fucking cool. Like she had like short hair. She was short too. I think I remember like she was like my height when I was in PE. You know, she was tan. And I remember just fucking around one day. Like we were playing like Who Would You Rather or something like that, just with the kids were, right? And I went to Miss Broken Bow, I was like, Miss Broken Bow, if I tried to get your number in high school, if I tried to holler, you would have been down, right? You would have been down, right? And she was like, Tim, yeah, I mean, Tim, yes, I mean, you're an attractive young man. And she was like, and you know, back when I was your age, I was kind of a hoe. And we all started cracking up like, Miss Broken Bow, you're a hoe. Wow.
So let me tell you something, Timmy boy. There was not a moment I didn't have a penis in my mouth. It was amazing.
Yeah. It's good times, you know?
Was she hot?
She was attractive. She was attractive. I feel like young Miss Broken Bow was probably, probably
Isn't
real
Isn't it
nice.
Crazy how they weren't even really that old? Some of the teachers.
When I think about my junior high teachers and how they were like 22 years old, yeah. I'm like shocked because every 22-year-old I know now is an idiot.
Yes, I know. And they were teaching the youth.
Yes, bro. I can't imagine some of these 22-year-olds teaching my kids. Because it's like, y'all so dumb.
There were so many. My school specifically also had not just dumb teachers, but we had dumb students a lot too. We were telling the story too, which I didn't know. I was telling my homie about the story where in junior high, if they remember this guy, I don't want to say his name, he's in jail, but it's because it's his cousin. Mm. And I didn't know it was his cousin, but there was a guy that flunked like twice.
Okay.
So he was just physically stronger than everybody because he had grown-ass man muscles.
Right.
And we're all in eighth grade. But this fool used to always try to punk me for my fucking homework.
Mm.
But I kept telling him, like, I don't do homework. So I'm like, you're punking the wrong person.
Right, right.
Like, I'm dumber than you.
Right.
But he just saw that I'm Asian, I had glasses, yeah. That he automatically assumed I was smart.
Hilarious.
And so he kept on trying to take my homework. I was like, dog, I didn't do the homework. And he's like, don't fucking lie to me. I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm dumb. Yeah. Like, you don't understand. I barely show up to school. But I was also around this size when I was in eighth grade.
Mm.
So this fool and I got into a fight over him trying to steal my homework in like geometry class.
So silly.
And this guy, like, first of all, I think I was what, 12 or 13? He was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guy. Yeah. Just hurry up and leave junior high.
Jeez.
Like, go to high school already, buddy. But he is now in jail.
Huh.
Rightfully so.
How about that, huh?
You freaking math stealer.
Miss Broken Bow, where you at nowadays, huh? What you up to, huh?
How old do you think Miss Broken Bow is?
I mean, she had to be, I want to say when, she's got to be like 50-something by now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy when you look back and you see these? So I visited a teacher. His name was Mr. Pedersen.
Mm-hmm.
One of the dopest fucking teachers we've ever had. Super cool. I think he retired early, and this is a conversation that we had because I went to go visit him, and he was telling me that he's kind of sick of kids.
Mm.
He's like, he goes, it's different. He goes, when you were one of my students, we had a professional and also a fun student-teacher relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I could teach you guys, and none of you guys were sensitive. He goes, today's generation, compared to your generation, is so sensitive, it's hard to teach.
I bet.
He goes, I have to worry about so many people's feelings outside of just being a good teacher.
Damn.
He goes, I've never met so many kids who are so entitled and wanted to be my friend, but they wanted to just me to talk, but I couldn't teach them too. It's like, what happened? So he gave me this example where he's an English teacher. A part of this stuff is communication, so they have to do like a presentation. Mm. One of the kids cried, complained to the parent, and the parent was like, you can't force my kid to present in front of the class. He goes, well, your kid's going to fail the class.
It's communications.
It's communication. What are you talking about? He has to do a presentation. This is a part of what the curriculum is.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, you're harassing my student. And this kid cried to his parents that he was forcing him to do uncomfortable things.
I can't believe that's real.
That's why he's like, I think he retired early. He got sick of this shit.
Wow.
And as a small example, this is something I saw with my own eyes. This guy would fucking roast people.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to apply for AP English,
mm-hmm.
you had to come in and you have to write a letter and you have to apply for it. So this kid, and this is when I was visiting him, he came in after school. He goes, hey, Mr. Pedersen, I want to apply to AP English. Here's my paper. And the kid's handwriting was all fucked up. Mm-hmm. And he looked at him and he goes, have you ever thought about investing into a typewriter? He's like, this shit's ugly. He starts sort of busting up laughing. This kid just... and just gets all upset and storms out.
Are you serious?
And Mr. Pedersen looks at me. He goes, you see this?
Wow.
He goes, I can't even joke with these
That's
kids.
That's crazy.
Isn't that? Wouldn't you love a teacher like that?
Yes, bro. What, my drama teacher, Mr. Carlin, he used to tell people he would clothesline people. Because he had one student that said one time, when she was working at Popeyes, when the customers went crazy, she'd be like, I clothesline your ass, right? So Mr. Carlin started saying that. He was like, oh, no, you better watch out or I'll clothesline your ass. And he would say it just like that.
Hey, Coach Esslinger, because every morning in PE, I would fall asleep as we're doing sit-ups.
Yeah.
He stepped on my face every now and then. He'd be like, wake up, Mr. Sell, rise and shine. And he would step on my head. And I loved him.
Let me tell you this story. I don't remember the last time. I don't know if I've ever told this story on my podcast, to be honest. So this is how cool some of my teachers were, all right? So when I was a senior in high school, junior in high school, I was still a virgin. And I was studying something at the Cerritos Library, and there was a girl next to me who went to this school, King Drew. It was a Catholic school. So she had like a little yellow Catholic school skirt on. That was their uniform, right? Me and this girl, somehow we start flirting. I don't know. I forget how. We start just kind of talking, and then
she's like, you're the bad boy in public school. You don't have uniforms.
I don't. Yeah, maybe, bro. Maybe. I don't know what happened. But like, then finally, like, and mind you, I just met this girl. So we kind of like, she like leaned over and like we kissed. And then like, somehow we ended up like,
this is all in the same day?
Yeah. We met, like, and we got kissed, and then
oh, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah. And she claims she was a virgin too. And
lies.
Then, which is, yeah, probably. And then like we ended up like making out in like the hallway, and then she was like, let's try to do it. Let's lose our virginities right now, right? I'm like, okay. So we go to the hallway.
Kids are such horn dogs.
They really
dude.
Are. They really are. Because I was like, I don't know, 16, 17. And then so she's like, you know, try to like, you know, finger me first, right? So I'm like, okay. I'm like,
oh, okay, I got confused for a second. She's like, I thought she's gonna finger you.
No.
Hey, try to finger me first.
Try. She's like, here, try this finger up your butt first.
It's like, no. You really don't know how to obsess, do you?
She's like, okay. So she's on the stairs. She's like, okay, finger me first. I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, you know, I got a couple fingers in there. And she's like, try three. I'm like, oh
my word.
Like, yeah, I'm like, okay. So I'm kind of trying to get in there. She's like, okay. She's like, no, never mind. It's too much, right? She's like, it's too tight. Needless to say, we didn't have sex because she said it hurt too much, right? And she gave me a little bit of head, and we made out. That was it. So the next day at school, I'm telling my boys, I'm telling Rick, I'm telling my boy
I
Kevin.
Fingered this Catholic girl.
I'm like, I almost lost my virginity. She's like, yo, try three. And everyone's like, what?
Three.
So I tell the story. Everyone's cracking up. So then I go to my third period class, which is history with Ms. Shigemitsu, right? She's the one in the prior episode that told me, like, hey, I'm so funny and talented, but if I don't work hard, it'll get me nowhere. So anyways, she used to do these free writes. You could write about whatever you want. And one day she's like, okay, today we're going to start class with a free write. And she's like, maybe you went to a party with your family. Maybe you went to the beach. And she's like, maybe you went to the Cerritos Library. And I was like,
excuse me?
That's odd. So I'm like just kind of writing about whatever. And Ms. Shigemitsu, if she saw that you were writing a lot or like you were into it, she'd give you a little stamp of approval. You know what I'm saying? So she walks by with her little stamp. She walks by my paper and she goes, stamps it once. And she goes, stamps it again. And then she goes, stamps it three times. And then she walks off. And then I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So then, as the class is over, she's like, Tim, can you stay after class, please?
Oh, no.
I'm like, and as everyone leaves, I'm like, Ms. Shigemitsu, what do you know? And then she's like, Tim, you know, you really should be careful with those kind of girls. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what are you talking about? And then Mr. Carlin, the clothesline yo ass teacher, my drama teacher, he comes in. He's like, I forgot what the fuck he said, but he was something about, yeah. So I guess someone was fingering at the library, huh? And I'm like, oh my God.
Damn.
And I guess for years, I didn't know what happened. I thought maybe someone overheard a story because I was telling my boys that story outside of drama class. But I think someone just went and like told Mr. Carlin, like, yo, guess what happened to Tim? You know what I'm saying? Because they knew it would be funny.
So
but
it just spread like a wildfire.
It didn't go too crazy. It didn't go too crazy. But it was just like, I was like, Miss Shigemitsu, what are you? What
she
are
was
you?
So disappointed in you. She was like, motherfucker, that girl was no virgin.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
That girl got fucking STDs, you fucking nutbag.
Probably, but I don't regret it. And I hope she's doing well, all right?
Who, Miss Shigemitsu or the girl you fingered?
Both of them.
Well, guys, we're going to end the podcast on that note.
I hope you liked our food podcast.
What are we talking about? This whole fingering a Catholic girl in a library.
And shitting ourselves.
I know. We talked about poop for a solid 30 minutes.
I think that might have been the longest time I've ever talked about poop on a podcast. Yeah,
and that was very satisfying.
And it was the best. Thank you for watching the Dudes Behind the Foods podcast. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, share, like it, 5 stars on all the things you stream it on. Thank you for watching. I'm Tim Chantharongsu. That's David So. Bye.
Bye-bye.